Morning, everyone. Welcome to worship. Welcome to our local arrangement. And sorry, don't put my specs on yet. There we go. That's better. Oh, there you are. Right. Yes, yeah, so this morning's service is a local arrangement, so it's being led by Kath and Moz and those of you who know who you are who are involved, I hope. So thank you for that. There are a new set of notices this morning. If you haven't collected those are in the foyer. There probably won't be any new notices for the next 2 or 3 weeks, but any additional announcements will be made from here. Just one additional announcement this morning, which I think you've all taken advantage of. There's free lettuce or donations for lettuce in the... Ava's brought some homegrown... I don't know whether... Has Ava grown the lettuce?
Yeah.
Well done, Ava. And it leads me lovely into the next thing that I have to do, because I can say, let us pray. Let us... So have a moment of quiet and we'll open the service in prayer. And he gave some apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and some to be teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Father, we're reminded this morning as we join together using the gifts that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us work to do. We thank you that you encourage us in your service, and we pray that you will continue to do that. And we remember that it's not just in an act of worship we may be taking part today, but it's in the unseen acts that we do day by day in church and outside of church to be your servants. Bless us as we seek to do your will, and bless us now in this worship, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody here this morning. As Don said, it's a local arrangement. This is a service which I've got from the Methodist website, which has got very helpful... as we do our service, you'll get to know the theme and understand what we're trying to say. Our call to worship. Come, let us praise the Lord. Let us sing for joy to God who protects us. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs of praise. We sing together, number 364, it's on the screen. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Let us pray. Prayer of adoration. In our prayer of adoration, there's a response. When I say, with our lips and our lives, the response is, we sing your praises. With our lips and our lives, we sing your praises. Let us pray. Creator God, you spoke and our world came into being. At its birth, the morning stars sang together in joy. You breathe life into man and woman. You breathe life into us. And when we refused to listen to your words to us, you sent us your prophets and messengers to remind us of your message of love and justice. With our lips and our lives, we sing your praises. Word of God, you came to live alongside us, to share the trials and joys of human life, and speak to us in a language we could understand, of the love at the heart of the universe, to show us by word and deed love's compassion and forgiveness, to heal our deafness to God and to one another. With our lips and our lives, we sing your praises. Spirit of God, you rested as fiery tongues of flame on the heads of the first apostles, enabling them to tell the good news of Jesus in a language all could understand. You continue to speak through your church, through us. You continue to breathe words of hope and encouragement, of love, joy, and forgiveness to all who will listen. With our lips and our lives, we sing your praises. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen.
Service this morning is Can You Hear Me? It's all about listening and hearing. And the children at the back have got a poster that they're doing, that being thankful for all the things that they can hear, either drawing or writing things that they can hear, and a bit of colouring sheet. So, can you hear me? Asks God. Statistics tell us that 1 in 10 of those aged 40 to 69 has age-related hearing loss. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that this morning. Impaired hearing is a life-altering problem for many of us. It is the unseen disability that others find it hard to understand. In our service, we're thinking about hearing and listening. God challenges each one of us with the question, can you hear me? The kind of hearing and listening he requires of us is not dependent on our physical ability to hear, but on upon the opening of our hearts and minds to God's message of love for all. Now we're going to hear our Old Testament reading.
Reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The Lord calls Samuel. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, Samuel. Samuel answered, Here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, recalling us at all the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
So the story about the infant Samuel was often told in Sunday school as a story of how God speaks not only to adults, but also to children. It makes the point that God has a message for each one of us, even if we don't immediately recognize his calling voice. God's Spirit flows freely through our world, and it's through our openness to God's voice in unexpected places and our dedication to prayer that we can tune in to God's message to us.
Let us pray. Loving God, we admit to you in sadness that so often the things you say to us take us by surprise, find us unprepared. We expect to hear you in church, blessing our offering of money. We do not expect to find you begging from us in the streets. We expect to hear you in the Bible readings or sermon. We do not expect to hear you speaking through our television screen in reports of hunger, warfare, or persecution. We expect to hear you as we experience the emotion of prayer and praise. We do not expect to hear you in the dull complaints of everyday living. Word of God, we confess that we do not always hear or want to hear all you have to say to us. Open our hearts to your call, Lord. Tune us in to what you are saying to us. Forgive the deafness of our souls in the name of Jesus, who brought us the message of forgiveness and healing. Amen. And now we'll take up the offering for the work of God's work in this church. Take this money and use it. Take our lives and use us, for we have heard your call. Amen.
Now, as we sing together 161 in Singing the Faith, or it's on the screen, "Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word."
Take your truth and it deep in
Can you hear me through the words of Jesus? Asked God. Our next two readings from the Gospels are about hearing and listening to his message, and Jesus opening the ears of the deaf. In the first reading, the disciples wonder why, although the people hear Jesus' stories, they do not take in his teaching or recognize him. Jesus points out that there is a difference between hearing and listening. When we truly listen, what we hear can become part of our understanding of life. In fact, though it doesn't say so here, stories are a very good way of conveying truths because they're often easier to listen to and easier to think about than sermons. In the second reading, Jesus performs a miracle which shows what living life in all its fullness in the kingdom of God will be like. A man cut off from society, unable to communicate with others, is healed of his deafness and unable to speak. Open up, says Jesus to him, as he says to us in our selective hearing of God's message. So we have our reading from Matthew and our reading from Mark.
New Testament reading is Matthew 13. The first reading is verse 10 and the second is 13 to 16. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" "This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts have become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your ears and your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear."
The second New Testament reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 31 to 37. Jesus heals a deaf and mute man. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Amen.
Reading.
My friends looked very excited and were jabbering away like quarrelling sparrows, but I, of course, had no idea what they were saying. As usual, it seemed, they were making a decision for me about something I had no idea about and certainly no say. They grabbed me by the arms and took me through the village to where a man with kind eyes was talking to a crowd of people. About what, I couldn't tell you. They went to speak to him, Jesus, and he looked beyond them to where I stood bewildered, and he smiled at me. He came over, took me gently by the hand, and led me to where we could be alone, a place of quiet and calm. Then he did some strange things. He put his fingers in my ears, spat, and touched my tongue. He looked up to heaven in a really intense way and must have made some kind of sound. Then he said to me, and I heard it, "Open up." And my ears were opened, and my mouth was opened, and my whole life in this world was opened up before me. It was all rather mysterious and difficult to understand. I knew for certain that God was working through Jesus, but I realised that others might have had different ideas. I think that's why he told the people there not to talk about what had happened. But did they listen? No. There's more than one way of being deaf.
Arrives in the second verse. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see. Jesus brings healing, he brings, he opens our hearts, he helps us to hear his voice as we listen to him. before we just go on to our next little bit, we have a special birthday coming up this week. Leslie is 80 this week. I don't know whether we've got any other birthdays this week, have we? Oh. Carol and Sue. Just put your hand up if it's your birthday this week. Pauline, Leslie, Carol. Week after. Oh, there you go. But 80 is a special birthday, so we do wish Leslie a happy 80th birthday. And everybody else whose birthday is happy birthday this week or next week. Let's sing happy birthday, shall we? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May he bless you and keep you. May the good Lord bless you. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take this off. So, can you hear me through the words of other people? Asks God. Can other people hear me through your words? Asks God. There are two skills that Christians need to learn and use to answer yes to God's question. The first is the skill of being a good listener, of being able to focus in a spirit of love, understanding and respect on what others tell us. Then we will hear the voice of God in that conversation, and not only our own voice. The second is the skill of good talking, guided by that same spirit of love, understanding and respect. As Christians, we have a message to share, but we don't want that message to be distorted or misunderstood. We can practice these skills on one another. And now we have a reading from something to think about. It's from an article in Social Work Today. It's a day in the life of a hearing impaired adult.
Romans chapter 10, verses 10 to 17. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all of the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed your message. Consequently, faith comes from hearing and message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
And this is something to think about from Social Work Today. A day in the life of a hearing impaired older adult may include struggles with the following: hearing alarms or telephones, and understanding someone while talking on the phone, understanding when several people are talking at once, understanding when a speaker's face is unseen, understanding speech on television, understanding whispering, understanding people in a large room, understanding unclear or accented speech, being unaware of when someone is talking, understanding in public places, ordering food, or enjoying sweet nothings in a romantic situation. Individuals with normal hearing often assume that simply saying something louder or turning the volume up will enable a hard of hearing elder one to hear. Volume is not necessarily the issue. Difficulties with sound and word discrimination may be involved. The need to repeat or receiving strange responses to what is said adds to negative perceptions of older adults with hearing loss as being slow. The result negative self-view adds to the emotional pain of hearing loss. A sense of belonging is important to mental health, yet individuals who are hard of hearing don't belong entirely in the hearing world or in the deaf culture. Older adults who are hard of hearing often report that their hearing causes communication problems and can result in great difficulties in thinking or concentrating. This results in inattentiveness, distraction, and boredom. The most serious of these, the consequences can be withdrawal or failing to participate. I can't participate, so I might as well pack it in. I can't contribute, so what good am I?
Relate to whether we know somebody or feel that ourselves. If you or someone you're close to are experiencing any kind of hearing loss, that article won't be telling you anything you do not know already. Hearing loss is a big problem for many in our society and for many in our congregations. It will be difficult for those with hearing loss to answer those last two questions. Can you hear God through the words of other people? And can other people hear God through your words? If they are no longer able to participate in conversations or hear much in worship or in fellowship groups, we're challenged to be more sensitive to the needs of those who are hard of hearing. What can we do as individuals and as a church to improve their experience of life? Before our prayers of intercession, we'll just have a time of quiet to think about this challenge. Just a time of silence to think what we could do in our church. Perhaps think about it, if you have any ideas, to mention them to the stewards. Things that we can help with for hearing impaired people.
Continue in our prayers of intercession. There's a response in this. When I say, Lord, Lord, speak to us, the response is, and help us to respond to your words. Lord, Lord, speak to us, and help us to respond to your words. Let us pray. God of salvation, when we pray to you for the knowledge of forgiveness and for those burdened by guilt and sin, when we pray to you for healing and for comfort for those who are suffering or sorrowful, when we pray to you for help, patience, and understanding for those with hearing loss, hear our prayers and help us to listen to what we ask for, that our prayers might challenge and change us too. Lord, Lord, speak to us and help us to respond to your words. God of justice, when we pray to you for justice for the oppressed and the exploited of our world, when we pray to you for food and shelter for the hungry and for the homeless, when we pray to you for peace and security for our war-torn communities, hear our prayers and help us to listen to what we ask for, that our prayers might challenge and change us too. Lord, Lord, speak to us and help us to respond to your words. God of love, when we pray to you for love and understanding between creeds, races, and nations, when we pray to you for one another in our need for guidance and strength, hear our prayers and help us to listen to what we ask for, that our prayers might challenge and change us too. Lord, Lord, speak to us and help us to respond to your words. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, the message of salvation for all humankind. Amen. And let us join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I, the Lord of sea and sky, 663. Yeah.
and the blessing. We've heard of the love of God, each one of us. We've heard of the new life offered to us in the Word, Jesus Christ. We have heard the challenge to share that good news with others. Now let us go out in joy to share God's message with those we meet. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with us. Amen. Amen.